8:03 the time. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. And it is a Thursday, and as we do each and every Thursday at this time, and you know, he's on time, and he's always just on target for time. I said 8:59:59 is when he'd call, or 7:59:59. That's when it happened. We welcome our mayor, Bob Whalen, stepping in the door today. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
I'm good, Ed. Thanks. Always look forward to talking with you.
I look forward to and you know, we off air, we get into conversations, and then I just kind of lose track of time, and I go, oh, I'll be back in 5 seconds. Sorry. So thank you for your patience there. As we were talking off air, you mentioned the sinkhole from yesterday along Bluebird, correct? So tell us about the sinkhole that we saw yesterday open up.
Yeah, it's about 10 feet long, but it's corrugated metal pipe, a storm drain that just corroded away under there. And overnight, our crew was able to put some metal plates out there, and so it's open to traffic again. And we're going to have to do some emergency repairs, and then obviously, you know, a longer range replacement of that storm drain. But thankfully, they were able to kind of get the road reopened and, you know, do the temporary fix.
Okay, is that something that was on the radar for needing repair, or an area that we were kind of like keeping an eye on?
No, that's one of those things in life that comes out of the blue, right? Yeah. It's like a leak in your roof. You say,
"Wow, yeah, well put." So, sad news. I wanted to start off with what we're all as a community going through together and supporting the family of Dr. Michael Mamone. Later on today will be the memorial for Dr. Mamone, there is increased trolley service and free parking the city's providing. Can you speak to us a little bit about Dr. Mamone and the memorial service today?
Yeah, the memorial service will be at 11 at the Festival of Arts grounds. And, you know, the family reached out to the Festival of Arts board. They immediately said, of course, you know, we'll, you know, make the grounds available. And then they reached out to the city, and we arranged for trolley service because, you know, there's the parking, right? We got to find parking for people. So there's added trolley service. And, you know, our heart continues to go out. I know so many people in the community that feel this way to the family. You know, it's just tragic news. Unfathomable, really, that you'd be riding a bike home from work on a beautiful day. And then, you know, you're young, you're a vibrant guy. And all of a sudden it's gone.
Right.
So
the only word that I could come up with was waste. It is such a waste of a great human being, someone who saved lives, a doctor, somebody. Yet it's such a waste. And that's I echo your sentiments, Mr. Mayor, and I thank you for those. You're bringing up an important matter that we've been talking about here for a good over a week now, and that's a resolution that you're bringing up Tuesday night, condemning acts of vandalism, bullying, harassment, and intimidation. And of course, this is on the heels of our city manager Sheree Dupuy having had her home vandalized.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna have a resolution come to the council expressing, you know, formally expressing, right, our shock and dismay and opposition to the vandalism that occurred at her home. But more broadly than that, also, you know, stating we want that's not to be tolerated with respect to any city employee, any city appointed person, any city elected official, or any members of our community. You know, we want to make a statement of what we value, right, and what we condemn. And that'll give us a chance to do it. I think it'll give a chance for some community members to speak their mind on it. And I think there's some members of the city staff who have been impacted by this. You know, you work there at City Hall, and, you know, somebody experiences this event, and it creates anxiety. It creates a little bit of discomfort. So, anyway, I thought a public discussion of this was important, and we'll engage in that Tuesday night.
Okay, and let me just ask you, as an observer here, if we adopt this resolution, how does that look in practical application? Is there value to the resolution as we apply it practically? And let's say we find harassment or bullying within to someone at the city, even from a member of the public. Is there action that can be taken?
Well, I mean, if it's in the city jurisdiction, of course, you know, it would depend on the nature of the act. I mean, there can be acts that are criminal where you certainly can take action, right? There are other actions that fall short of that, where I guess you're just stating, you know, we don't tolerate that, we don't condone that. So you just try to create an atmosphere where that's, you know, not allowed and doesn't occur. I mean, let's be clear though, this is rare in our community, right? I mean, it hasn't, you know, this is unprecedented, which is part of the reason why we want to take the action to condemn it with respect to the city manager's home. So we shouldn't say, well, gee, Laguna is full of intolerance and hate. It's not. But, you know, when things happen like this, you need to stand up and be counted. And, you know, I understand there are some members of the community who are putting together this is completely outside the city, but they're putting together a reward for, you know, any leads that anything that leads to the arrest of someone or some people or persons who might have, you know, perpetrated this act. So it's a conversation in the community that's ongoing and active. And I think we'll address it Tuesday night.
Okay. And as you see disrespect to city management in the chamber, for instance, in the council chambers, are you going to shut it down?
Well, you know, there are people do have rights to speak their mind and criticize, but yeah, I mean, if it crosses certain lines, I'm prepared to do that. I hope it won't, you know, I think it'll be, a good discussion Tuesday night, but yeah, you've got to always be mindful of that. And, you know, if it crosses a line, call it out.
Okay. All right. Also on Tuesday night, there's going to be the second reading and adoption of the ordinance prohibiting the sale, distribution, and use of Mylar balloons. What kind of reaction have you been hearing from the public about this?
Well, and it's more than Mylar balloons. It's Mylar and latex. There was a good piece. I was interviewed by 4 or 5 times yesterday. The balloon ordinance caught the attention of the media.
It's a big one.
There was a good piece on ABC News television where, you know, I had a couple comments, but Rich Derman, who, you know, has been part of the movement locally here to ban them because of the impact on the oceans. They had some great video of Rich out there and what he collected, you know, after a Valentine's Day, you know, in terms of balloons in the ocean. So as I said, you know, this is really, there's dual purpose to this. It came to us by two channels, our Environmental Sustainability Committee and our Emergency Disaster Preparedness Committee. The Mylar balloons present a significant, you know, wildfire risk. We just don't want that. The state's phasing these out by 2030. We don't want to wait. And then the other balloons, you know, the latex balloons, you know, I think is Rich's videos showed dramatically, you know, they're out there in the ocean, and they impact the quality of the environment. We're a marine protection zone up and down the coast, you know, our entire coastline in Laguna Beach. So, you know, we've taken action in the past, right, to ban single-use plastics, and this is just more along that line of let's keep things out of the ocean that are harmful to it. That's where that one stands.
I got to tell you, the fact that you're taking the lead on this before the state, that makes me feel great. And I've mentioned to you off air and on air many times that when I'm out on the kayak and I'm out there often, I'm disgusted by the amount of balloons, the amount of Mylar, the amount of the ribbon that's tangled around the kelp and wildlife. And yeah, thank you for doing that. That's really cool.
Well, I thank her. Eddie's for moving that along to council. It was a community effort there.
Yes, it was. So you're also going to be talking about the workshop and what's going on with the planning workshop that you just recently had.
We will formalize the actions that we took at the strategic planning meeting. That was a discussion day. Now this will be, you know, formally reduced to put on our work plan some of the new initiatives that council decided to support. One is, you know, undertaking a master plan of facilities for all our facilities to figure out how we optimize use, what has to be done to keep them safe, you know, seismically, what has to be done to make them, you know, most effective and beneficial for use by the community. So that's a good one. commitment to update our open space and conservation element that was strongly urged by a number of members of our environmental community. And we'll be adding the Laguna Canyon planning update, which has been on the books for a while, but on the back burner, moving that more to the forefront. So that'll be good to get that all finalized and formal, and then we'll be off. Staff will be off and running, implementing our major objectives for the year.
Excellent. I also noticed you're going to be, there's also a resolution that'll be adopting city parking rates on South Laguna beaches, which now we know that we're in control of in the summer. Are we increasing parking rates there? And how great is that a boost to revenue?
Yeah, so the county, that had been a county run parking area, of course, and now we will just adopt and apply the citywide rate of $2.50 an hour, up from $1 an hour. So there will be some increased revenues. I don't know exactly how much. It'll just depend on usage. But that'll be part of the action Tuesday night that we're getting. And this is the full update, because we're taking over the South Laguna beaches effective, March 1. And people say, oh, yeah, that's great, you're taking over the beaches. Right. This has been a huge effort and undertaking by Marine Safety, Public Works, Community Development. There is so much going on under the hood to take over these people. But I think staff's prepared to do it. I mean, we've got to hire 52, part-time lifeguards for the summer. So they've been running extra training and qualification sessions and just figuring out how you pick up the trash down there. And so it's a big undertaking, but I think we're ready to do it. So I'm looking forward to the update.
Excellent. And we are as well. And finally, before I let you go, you're going to be receiving an update on solar installation on city facilities. And I'm curious, will that coincide with an earthquake retrofit, and maybe that the city facilities wouldn't get solar paneling until the earthquake retrofit is done?
Well, that's going to be an interesting discussion. My understanding, I haven't seen the report, but is that, we had this consultant do an analysis of where would it make sense to put, solar on city buildings, and given their location, their sun exposure, all this. And we'll see what we hear Tuesday night. I'm hearing that there may not be that many locations where it makes sense. There's a couple of places we didn't evaluate because this study started before we, closed on St. Catharines. So that may be a place we want to look at. I know council is anxious, to see if we can achieve some things on the solar end, but I guess we've got to look and see what the report recommends and what are next steps.
Okay. All right. Mayor Bob Whalen, I started our program this morning talking about Dr. Michael Mamone and the memorial service today, and asking the audience to, for the rest of the day, keep the feeling of gratitude and thanks in your heart for what you have. Here's a family that we need to support as a community. And I know that I'll be seeing you there at the memorial today as you support the family with us today. Thank you, first of all, for that. Thank you for your leadership here and your conversation with us today.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:16, the time.